going to begin the hour, non-weather related, with Stroman on Sports, joined now by Dr. Debbie Stroman, commentator, professor, Renaissance woman extraordinaire, joining us here now in the studio to talk about the relationship between athletics and the controversy that is really embroiling the Chapel Hill community and the UNC campus community in particular, which is the debate around the future of Silent Sam, and specifically the proposal that was unveiled by the Board of Trustees. Was it just earlier this week? Was it only on Monday? God, it's been a long week. Thank you for being here today. How are you?
I'm doing well. When you talk about inclement weather, I think we have a storm brewing in terms of Silent Sam and sports. When you think about UNC and its brand, excellence in research and teaching, we also know that that excellence comes from our sports, as in they are that front porch which opens up the house so everyone could see exactly what's going on here. And so right now, Silent Sam has really hurt a lot of people in the sporting world for UNC. In particular, I'm talking about the athletes who have expressed dismay, hurt, pain, and that's coming forth through the Black Student Movement, which is the Black student group on campus, and also through student governance. They're expressing their feelings. Now, publicly, they're not going to do it, which is really sad because they're fearful. They don't know what type of repercussions that could happen, but they are whispering. They are talking to their friends. So there's a lot of concern when you couple that with the recent announcement. There was a history student, a doctoral student at UNC, put out the information about the very, very disturbing numbers around Black student athlete graduation rates, in particular Black males. And then we know Dr. Sean Harper at the University of Southern California, his equity center, he's put out information as well. So when you couple Silent Sam and that, the way it's perceived to the students of color, in particular African Americans, plus the poor graduation rates of the Black male athletes, we've got a major stain on UNC.
Yeah, none of which is new. I mean, Silent Sam has been there since 1913. The demonstrations against it have been coming and going, but they've been going on since day one. The statistics about the graduation rates for Black students, Black males, Black male athletes in particular, we've known about UNC's graduation rates and how paltry they are compared to other ACC schools, and that includes ACC schools that are way below UNC in the U.S. news rankings. So that number's been out, and now to that we've added the fact that the controversy has swelled up again around Silent Sam, as well as the reaction of police to demonstrators on campus. So all of this is kind of coming to a head now. So what can athletes do? What will they do, and what should they do? I think those are three very different questions.
Well, there's no doubt, you know, when you're 17 to 22 years old, this is the time to learn, to grow, critical thinking, connect with people, understand different ways of thinking and being. But as a student athlete, you have that wrapper around you as in NCAA, ACC, and UNC laws. Some people would say compliance and, you know, policies and regulations, but it's really the modes of operation and how you can conduct yourself. And you also know that you represent the university, so you want to be positive, you want to be professional at all times. But you're also a young person, and you want to experience, and you want to challenge, and you want to question authority. And so the athletes are in many ways restricted from doing such. But when you look at anything from the NCAA or the university or the ACC, you will see that no one is holding you back. You can say whatever you want. You can protest wherever you want. But then there's reality, and then there's what people, the intentions are. So most of the athletes, I would say you're not going to hear anything.
Mm-hmm.
They'll speak through their friends. But what is going on behind the scenes, I know something's brewing. So whether or not you think about Coach Mack Brown being back, I go back to 1992 when the Sonya M. Haynes Stone Center was being considered. Mack Brown was the head coach at the time when the football players decided to protest. And Mack Brown is quoted as saying that he has no problem with his football players leading a protest as long as they can play the game, as long as it doesn't interfere. So this is really dropping right in Mack Brown's lap again. It's the repeat. It's the history again. Coach Roy Williams has been very silent, as have the other coaches, and Bubba Cunningham, the athletic director. So more than ever, when you've got two programs that are really led by black athletes today and historically, I would hope that they would make a statement. But for some reason, they're not speaking up, which makes the athletes feel like, well, if my coaches aren't saying anything, maybe I better not say anything. So we'll see what happens. But there's no doubt the university is on fire in terms of the students, the faculty, and the staff about this.
You had a conversation with WRAL recently, and you made comments, and tell me if I'm wrong about this, about the effect of the Silent Sam controversy on UNC's ability to recruit athletes coming in. Say more about that, because I don't know if I know of any examples of athletes who would go to such and such a school who decide not to because of the politics of the school or the controversies that are going on there. But
well,
you would know more than me on this, I think.
Well, definitely. I've heard it from my peers as faculty. I've heard it from people who are in the athletic space, as in coaches at high schools and parents, who stated that UNC more and more is becoming a place where you don't want to send your child if you're African American because of these things. And I will say it's very similar to Apple and Amazon when they've looked at this area and they've looked at the state, in particular around the HB2, the bathroom bill, and then about the voter ID amendments. These things don't make our state look positive, and certainly for communities of color or people who are marginalized, and especially when you have options. You can go to a private school, especially when you're a top athlete. You could go to a private school, as in that Royal Blue right down the street. You can go out of state. When you're in this top class of five-star athletes or, you know, ESPN 100, when someone mentions UNC, they're also mentioning probably three other schools that are academics are just as strong, if not better. And of course, I'm careful with that because I think we're the greatest. But they have a choice, and it doesn't help recruiting when you have to explain this. Now, the athletes, they're so caught up in their athletic world, they might not be so in tune with what's going on, but their parents are. And that's where you're really hearing the grumblings, which are coming from, which are the parents speaking to professors who are on campus already, speaking to staff, as in what is going on at Chapel Hill.
Mm-hmm. And we're talking about this in the context of athletes, but I want to go back and pull out one sentence from what you just said, which I think is incredibly significant. If you are a parent and you are black, you don't want to be sending your kids to UNC right now.
It's a very, very challenging time right now. I think a lot of people have to measure. When you think about the academic demands, then you think about the athletic demands, and then you have to think about how you are going to be appreciated and belonging. That can outweigh the athletic experience and the academic experience. And again, I do believe that right now, more so than, not that UNC hasn't been toxic for people in the past. I mean, we've got numerous stories of different populations who felt that it was troubling to be at UNC, including some of my closest friends, faculty friends. But I'm saying when it becomes public like this and a student has a choice, it's hard to recruit. It's hard to recruit for UNC right now.
What do you see as happening next? We've got the controversy is very much in the news. Everyone's talking about it. Demonstrations are going on. We've got the they don't want to call it a strike because they're doing the grading. They're just not submitting them. But 80 faculty members and TAs and instructors who are not submitting grades because of this, and that number's only going to go up. And then the Board of Governors is meeting on Friday, a week from now, to talk about whether they're going to accept this proposal at all or do something else, which could involve something that the demonstrators will like even less. So where is this going in the next week?
Well, I'll tell you, there are so many people who are questioning the decisions by our leadership, and that is in South Building, that is our Board of Trustees, that is our Board of Governors and General Assembly. I just think there needs to be more engagement with people on the ground, people who are actually living this experience. I think that it is not an easy place for South Building, but when you exclude people in some of this decision-making, some of this process, and I'm not talking about these listening sessions, I'm talking about where you're really trying to craft the policy. I think that I've been told, I've heard, I've observed that certain people weren't in the room. So that's very, very troubling. For people who decide who want to come to UNC, whether it's a top athlete, maybe it's a staff member, maybe it's a faculty member, my advice is understand from day one, when you step on this campus, you better be ready to roll up your sleeves and be ready to fight for equity. Because it isn't this la-la thing that expect, you know, all of this care and concern and appreciation for who you are. You have to be ready to join the struggle. Because as you state, it's not going anywhere. It's historical. Mm-hmm. In terms of what's going on with the grading, the TA sit down or stand up, however you want to call it, and then the professors showing support or not showing support, every individual has to make their decision. It gets to a point where you look at who you are, you look at how privileged we are in our entire community. Where are you going to draw the line? Are you going to fight for those who don't necessarily have a voice and don't have the ability to be in some of these meetings? But it takes a lot of courage. When I think about what is the definition of education, I think it's about sparking curiosity and courage. And so here is an opportunity for people to really show where they stand in this.
And I mean, it's always difficult to make that decision to join or not to join a strike or an action or something like that, because you've got to use the power that you have in order to get yourself heard. And in this case, the power is to not submit grades, to shut the system down. And when you shut any system down, there are going to be people caught in the middle. But that's the power that you have. That's what you got to do.
Well, it's difficult because people love this university.
Mm-hmm.
People who want to express their thoughts about how bad this decision was, this proposal, they love the university. Not all of them, because I have had some people push back on me on that one. But most of the people do love the university. And so trying to figure out the right way to go from here, it's very, very troubling. It's disturbing. Mm-hmm. But I think some of these decisions have really fanned the fire. I think this TA situation with the grading, I think it would kind of die down, but due to some recent actions today, I think it's going to make it worse.
Mm-hmm.
I really believe that it wasn't going to be much. Most people have already, you know, figured out their grades and submitted anyway, and you know there are exams still due and to be taken, but I think some of the decisions by South Building have made things worse, actually.
Final thoughts? Anything you haven't said?
I think this community, I really appreciate how the Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Orange County community has been involved and engaged, that UNC is our county, and we can't turn a blind eye, especially when it has such power and position in our community. So I'm glad to see different folks and different organizations paying attention and trying to share their voice. Whether you agree or disagree, I think that's really helpful. But also to let the students know that you're not alone. More so than ever, they need our support.
Dr. Debbie Strowman, thank you so much.
Thank you.